Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Finn. Hi, Finn.
Hello.
It's been another lively week. Christmas party, fights in Soho, you've watched some cricket, eaten some Doritos.
That's right, yep.
You were in the seat. We had a terrible Secret Santa where it was so clearly from me.
Your Thank gift. You for that. That was such a nice thing.
Ah, listen, Finn.
It was booze.
It was predictable, yeah. The gift of booze, Johnny Vaughan calls it. And also some Scottish literature, which is even more predictable.
I'm not interested, mate.
Yeah, you'll love it. Booze. You will love it. Finn, it's been a lively week. So we started off a Monday Night Classic album chat, Final Straw, Snow Patrol, which you once gave a presentation on and said was the best album ever made.
Yeah, and I would like to retract that, but it is a good album. It's not the best album, but it's a pretty good album, though.
It is a good album, and it was of the time as
well. I still love Run. I think Run is a beautiful, amazingly well-written song.
Yeah, Gary Lightbody has it in his armoury to write massive, massive tunes. There are a few other stories as well in the Evening Show podcast today that should pique your interest. Enjoy.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So every Monday night we delve a little bit deeper into an album we love here at Radio X. Over the last few months, in fact over the last 11 or 12 months now, we've gone back to Daft Punk, we've done a little bit of Screamadelica and Primal Scream, Arctic Monkeys. It's been a good year, Vin, hasn't it? Producer Vin always likes to get wired in about this.
Absolutely, a chance to talk about Editors and the Joshua Tree.
Yes.
No excuses.
Right, right into the instrumentation as well. Vin likes to get a bit geeky here, but it's what it's for, isn't it? So tonight we're going to do Snow Patrol and Final Straw. Surprised myself earlier on because I thought it was 2004. It wasn't. It was released in August 2003.
But 2004 in the States, though.
That's right. A year later it came out, because it was actually their third album, wasn't it? So it didn't happen overnight for Snow Patrol. It was the first Snow Patrol release on the major label Fiction, though, which was recreated, and that was the first signing on that label. Friends of ours, Jim Chancellor, a guy who signed them. What a success it turned out to be. And at that time, Gary Lightbody thought the band were like Nirvana, so there was a bit of work to do to try and tell them that mainstream success was not something to be ashamed of. The first album featured lead guitarist Nathan Connolly, and it was the last with the bassist Mark McClelland. It was Snow Patrol's crossover album, gave them massive mainstream hits outside of Scotland and Northern Ireland, because before that they were called Shrug. I think they were a band called Polar Bear as well, in about 1996-97, around that time. They were all at university at Dundee, which was really odd because my brother was there at the same time, and I remember playing football against a lanky Gary Lightbody way before he'd had any success whatsoever. But they had an EP called Starfighter Pilot, which they released under Polar Bear. But this was the moment, Final Straw was the moment where they really found success. It was the first time the band worked with the amazing producer Jackknife Lee, who has worked with all the big stars. This was because the A&M wanted a record that was bigger and bolder and a lot different than their previous records. He wanted to make them more of a rock album than the indie records that they were making before that. So they had to adapt the indie sound to more commercial pop and rock sound and stuff, which was pretty tricky because, as I said, Gary Lightbody really wanted to be Nirvana, but Jackknife Lee proved highly influential, managed to persuade them to be a bit more mainstream. So they had things like string arrangements in there, which really elevated the big hits like Run. So Snow Patrol really receptive to all that kind of stuff and all Jackknife Lee's ideas, and they can tell in those singles How to Be Dead, Chocolate, Spitting Games, and that enormous hit I mentioned, Run. The lyrics were all from Gary Lightbody's heart as well. You know, I think it'd be safe to say quite a tricky gentleman around that time. A lot of troubled relationships, so a lot of inspiration for heartfelt lyrics. And Vin, I think you did a presentation at school on this album. That gives us an idea of how old you were at the time.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed about it, because I gave a presentation saying it was the greatest album ever written, which I don't think anymore, but it is a very, very good album. And I remember talking about the variation on the album. There's a lot of this sort of tracks like Grey's Knees, yeah. Gleamy Auction, Same, that are very like slow, melodic, really heartfelt songs. Then you had songs like Wow, Gleaming Auctions,
yeah.
And Tiny Little Fractures that are quite punky, quite forceful, more of that indie sound that they used to have. And it does still have quite a special place for me. Run, I think, is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it gets a lot of radio play, and some people, maybe that turns them against it. I love it. Yeah,
it's a
big.
Beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. The guy I work with when I'm not at Radio X, a bloke I work with during the day, he was part of Fiction Records when it was set up, a guy called Paul Smirnitsky, and he gave me my first ever iPod, and it had the original Final Straw demos on it. And I remember hearing all of those songs, like early demos of Run, thinking, this is unbelievable. And sure enough, it was a huge success all around the world. Quite sullen as well, but moody, slow torch songs like alongside some of the punchier rock moments, distorted guitars and lots of feedback as well. The album opener, How To Be Dead, had a bit of drum machine action on it, which was kind of announcing the band's new style. So it went to number 3 in the UK and has been certified platinum 5 times. That's a huge, huge success. And get on this, Gary Lightbody even played Glockenspiel, channeling his inner Mike Oldfield. You don't hear that on every album. Right, so two songs from Final Straw from 2003, 14 years ago. This is our classic album tonight. I'm going to play you some Spitting Games and then Chocolate.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
A bit of classic album chat on the evening show tonight. Snow Patrol and Final Straw. Gareth Dudgeon and Paul Robertson are loving this as well, taking them back to 2003. I just played you Chocolate. That was the third single from the album. Very warm and anthemic. It was the follow-up single to Run, so it had to be a big one. And confirmed Snow Patrol is a proper mainstream act. The album version has a little extra percussion, which was kind of a theme on a lot of the album songs. A bit extra magic on there if you bought the album. Spitting Games, released alongside a previously unheard old Snow Patrol track called Half the Fun of It. Yahoo Music compared it to a classic Ash single, so that was the Northern Irish connection kicking in. Re-released in 2004 with a cover of Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. I think they're pretty good at the cover thing, yeah. Snow Patrol always had something up their sleeve. That peaked at number 6 on the UK Airplay chart and 25 in America in the Modern Rock Tracks chart, so big success for them. Run played before that, well, massive, massive hit. I didn't get to play it tonight because I think you've probably heard it enough. safe enough to say it's truly, truly massive. Gary Lightbody wrote it after getting drunk at Glasgow School of Art, falling down the stairs. He cut his hair open, damaged his eye, and he wrote the song to give him a little fictional light at the end of the tunnel, or a beacon, as he called it. Hence that lyric, light up, light up. Spent a lot of time at Glasgow School of Art, Gary Lightbody, knocking around with Bella Sebastian and all those guys, and you can hear it in their music. An obvious example of the band's uptake of strings as well on that song. Incredible. You know, the album version features a huge string arrangement, repeating the guitar solo, rich, melodic, and very warm. Covered by Leona Lewis, of course, went to number 1 in 2008, and I'm sure that must have made a few quid for Gary Lightbody. Bought him a few houses, I'd imagine. Snow Patrol originally had initially gone to number 5 with it, so Leona did them a little turn. And I believe there is a new album on the way. It was meant to come out by the end of this year, but I'd imagine it'll be coming next year with Jackknife Lee again. So getting the old gang back together. Snow Patrol coming next year.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, Cortina's fans have loads to look forward to next year. The band announced more dates today. In fact, it was yesterday, including a show at the MEN. They're also playing Transmit and headlining for the first time at a festival when the Neighbourhood Weekender kicks off in Warrington next year. So yesterday, the band announced an acoustic version of St Jude will be re-released to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Manchester band's debut album. So Cortina's fans really looking forward to that, I'm sure. Now, frontman Liam Frey popped in a few weeks ago and we started reminiscing about St Jude. 10 years since St Jude's as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah.
It's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time. But then, it also feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
I remember getting a phone call off our manager and I was actually going to watch the Arctics in Liverpool, I think.
Yeah.
I was in Piccadilly and going up, got these flat escalators and he rung me and he said, Stephen Street wants to produce it. And I thought it's like, you know when someone kind of changes the name, like as a bit of a parody, like, you know, like Chet Faker or whatever like that. I thought it's going to be like a new young producer, spelt differently or whatever. And he said, no, like the Stephen Street. And I still remember that was the moment where I was like, whoa, no way, man.
This is going
to
happen.
Went down to Olympic and did it with him. And it's just so cool that people still think so much of that record because it was me on the end of my bed, do you know what I mean? Just like, you know, being probably, I don't know, like lost, I suppose, or just like thinking, you know, you just kind of pouring your thoughts out and you know, without going too deep, to know that it connected with people is like, it's super cool. You know, it means a lot that people are into it still.
Liam Frey there talking about St Jude's. Radio X's Sunda Templeton caught up with Liam yesterday and he confirmed that there will be a special re-release with reworked songs called St Jude Rewired.
Well, for a start, it makes me feel old. We're having a chat. And we didn't want to do a massive tour, so we thought we'd do something a little bit different. And we went in and we redid it all acoustically. I said, well, some of it, mostly acoustic anyway. I think people are really going to dig it, you know. I think it sounds really good.
So looking at the re-recordings, which are your favourite tracks?
Well, I think people love Not 19 and Please Don't. But I think they're pretty obvious because we just got the strings in, took it down a bit in tempo. I think that was a pretty obvious thing to do from my point of view. It was the first time I was in the production chair as well, which is quite exciting. It was good to kind of really push what I thought the songs could do.
And also you're going to be playing it live, Manchester Arena, on the 7th of April. Another massive hometown Cortina show. I'm guessing you can't wait.
Absolutely. No, it's a prerequisite now. I think people know what they're getting, you know. Sunday will be pretty quiet, I think, in Manchester, the day after that. People know what they're getting. Yeah, it'd be insane. It always is.
That was Liam Frey from Cortina's talking to Dr. Sunta Templeton. That unplugged album, St. Jude Rewired, will be out on the 6th of April next year.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, here's some news about video streaming that's caused a massive stir this week. Netflix has been accused of spying on us all after tweeting about customers' viewing habits. You might have seen this. Referencing A Christmas Prince, which is a film Netflix produced, and they've been pushing it really, really hard. The company claimed that 53 users had watched it every day for the past 18 days and suggested that they were completely traumatised. Really weird, this. Netflix wrote on Twitter, "To the 53 people who have watched A Christmas Prince every day for the past 18 days, who hurt you?" Bad joke, isn't it? Bad joke. It was meant to be a bit of a laugh, but Netflix followers have been kicking off about all the frivolity around their private data. Now, this is important, but it's completely normal for media subscription services to collect data, develop content, cater to customers' tastes. You know, you love those top 10 lists or all the suggestions that you should be watching. So Netflix is definitely not alone in calling users out based on that data. And that is a serious point. The collection and processing of data is part of the terms and conditions when you sign up for stuff like Netflix. But it has got legal responsibilities under the Data Protection Act. So, Spotify did a similar thing, but it was quite funny. So they had that advertising campaign using users' playlist titles in 2016. I don't know if you saw it, but it was really good. Had playlists like "I Don't Know How to Make a Playlist" and another one called "Sorry, I Lost Your Cat," which is fair enough, good laugh. But Netflix have been defending themselves. They said that the privacy of our members' viewing is important to us. This information represents overall viewing trends, not the personal viewing information of specific identified individuals. What I think they should have really said was, sorry about that, it was a bit of a bad joke. One punter made me chuckle on social media. He said, to the Netflix employee who recently watched 1984, it's not an instruction manual, but a George Orwell satire there on Radio X. What a sorry mess the whole thing is.
Radio
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Serge Pizzorno's been in the news today. He's been talking about songwriting in a new interview. So he said he's got a bit of an issue with artists working with teams of songwriters. He's not quite so sure about it. He said, it's the writing team thing. I don't quite understand it. It's like American TV shows. The reason why they're so great is because 15 people in a room write it. Can't deny the tunes they're writing. I just have time for that band that gets in a room and smashes it. Or a singer and songwriter. You get them. You get a feeling of their soul. I think I know where he's coming from on that. In other news, Kasabian have been confirmed for Forest Live 2018. This sounds really special, actually. They will play Thetford Forest in Suffolk on the 10th of June next year as part of a series of special gigs. They've all been set up by the Forestry Commission in 7 beautiful locations across the country. Completely different than your usual Kasabian gigs. That'll be amazing. I remember about 13 years ago, I saw Ian Brown doing the same thing in Surrey in a forest, and it was in this natural amphitheatre. It was unbelievable, and he played loads of Roses hits. It was outstanding. Anyway, tickets for Kasabian at Forest Live go on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. That should be brilliant. Make sure you get in the queue for that. Now, earlier this year, I caught up with Serge and asked him about putting together a set list for a festival.
It all stems and starts from the mosh pit. It's so important to me that the drops and the moments, and it builds from that. You know, we need to... I like the show to have that energy, and so it's all about that mosh pit. I think for headlining festivals, you know, we'll play, you know, like a greatest hits, you know what I mean? And a lovely assortment of the history of the band, you know what I mean? It's like, and then with a few little Bertie Bassetts in there.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, I consider myself to be a huge Stone Roses fan, and I'll always hold out hope that it isn't the end, despite everything I've heard from everyone around the band. But it really does sound like it's all over, though, I'm afraid, after their touring company was officially dissolved. They've got a company called Second Touring Limited, which is registered as a business with Companies House. So all limited companies have to be registered there. And it's often an indication of how they're doing, their accounts, all that kind of stuff is registered there. But last week, the process started to end the business as a going concern, a sign that they've got no more plans to go out on the road. At the end of their gigs in Glasgow at Hampden Park on the 24th of June, Ian Brown told the crowd, "Don't be sad it's over, be happy that it happened." As per usual, the band have said nothing about it. And as far as I'm concerned, they did create some incredible memories along the way while it lasted, and it was pretty special from 2012 all the way through. I never thought it would happen, but it did. So, after well, que sera. So if you want to think about all the great things that the Stone Roses created, one thing they can be credited with is the formation of Oasis. When Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher saw them at Spike Island, that was one of the big catalysts for them to get together and create Oasis. So here's a good pal of the Stone Roses right now to soften that blow, and another great memory of a huge Manchester band. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, this is Holy Mountain.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast for me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin. Please leave a review, tell your friends all about it, and we'll be back very soon with another edition.
Radio X.